Speaking before a U.S. Global Coalition event this month in Tampa, former head of the Republican Party of Florida, Al Cardenas, said the president has some explaining to do.
And so the American people have a right to ask, Mr. President, how many times was Benghazi discussed in your intelligence briefings, and what did you say or do about it? The vice president said that he was unaware, and not he, that we were unaware, that that a request had been made for additional troops. Do you agree with that, and is that a true statement?
More than a month after the attack that claimed the life of Ambassador Chris Stevens, there is still news surfacing. In the days following, the Obama administration supported claims that the attack was the result of a demonstration gone bad. Since then, Americans have learned that the incident had nothing to do with protests of an anti-Islam film that surfaced on YouTube. Former Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Central Command, Anthony Zinni, was a panelist at the same event as Cardenas. Zinni said Americans have the right to know exactly what went wrong and how the president is going to fix it.
What did we know and what didn't we know? And why didn't we get the intelligence we need? What's our means of collecting intelligence? If there was any indication or intelligence, why didn't it get into the right places? So I think the intelligence piece is one place that we need a very detailed assessment and examination.
There has been speculation that Ambassador Stevens himself requested extra security around the consulate in Benghazi that was not delivered. Zinni said there are a number of reasons why extra forces might not be an option.
When we have a threat, we deploy a different kind of Marine unit. It's called a Fleet Anti-Terrorist Support Team, much more heavily armed. But then again, you have to have the permission of the host country to bring them in. For example, Darfur refused to let us bring them in. And so when we can't do things like that, we have to think about extracting our people or closing down. And I've seen that happen. It happened in Saudi Arabia for a while with some of our consulates. But we can't accept, I mean, the bottom line is we can't accept external security or host nation security that is insufficient for the job. And if we can't provide the support for ourselves, I think then we have to make an assessment as to whether the mission staying open jeopardizes our people.
Zinni didn't say whether he agreed with how Obama handled the Benghazi attack, but the American Conservative Union's Cardenas did have an opinion.
We don't fully understand his rules of engagement in the Middle East.
A man suspected of being involved in the Benghazi attack was killed yesterday in Cairo during a clash with security forces. The man was identified only as Hazem. Three other Tunisian men are also suspected of being involved in the attack. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.